At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Bobby from Tacoma is. Bobby, are you there?
Let's go, Taryn.
That's right. And by go, I mean Steve Migs, go out of the studio.
Bye-bye, Taryn.
See ya.
If you're playing at home, Bobby has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
So far, how many Toy Story movies have been released?
4.
Yes. What shapes are used in a Venn diagram?
Triangles.
No.
Squares.
No.
Circles.
Yes. The vernal equinox is the beginning of what?
Summer.
No.
Fall.
No.
Winter.
No. Who popularized the song I Love Rock and Roll?
Joan Jett.
Correct. In what century did the dodo bird become extinct?
20s.
No.
40s.
No.
70s.
No. What is the most widely spoken language in South America?
Brazilian, Portuguese.
No.
Spanish.
Yes. Which game uses tweezers to remove pieces from Cavity Sam's body?
Operation.
Yes. How many phalanges does each finger have?
5.
No.
1.
No.
3?
Yes. Oh. What sign of the zodiac is represented by an archer?
Aries.
No.
Pass.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct. You got Bobby.
I'll take it.
Bobby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Happy Kicks for Kids Day, Bobby.
Yeah. Let's donate that money for shoes. Come
That's
on,
right. Oh.
Yeah.
Steve Migs, welcome back.
Hello.
Are you feeling ready?
Showtime.
How many Toy Story movies have been released so far?
3.
No.
4.
Yes. What shapes are used in a Venn diagram?
Circle.
Yes. The vernal equinox is the beginning of what?
Summer?
No.
Winter?
No.
Spring?
Yes. Whoa. Who popularized the song I Love Rock and Roll?
That would be Pat Benatar?
No.
Joan Jett?
Yes. In what century did the dodo bird become extinct?
I'm going to tell you 19th
no.
century. 20th?
No.
21st?
No. What is the most widely spoken language in South America?
Vulcan?
No.
Spanish?
Yes. Which game uses tweezers to remove pieces from Cavity Sam's body?
I didn't even know the guy had a name, but it's Operation.
It is. How many phalanges does each finger have?
1.
No.
2.
No.
3.
Yes. What sign of the zodiac is represented by an archer?
Capricorn.
No.
Cancer.
No.
Virgo.
No. In what city will you find the oldest active Major League Baseball ballpark?
That would be Boston.
Would be. Steve, with time on the clock, you got 8 correct, and that is a win.
Nice.
8-6. Sorry, Bobby.
Good job, Steve. You guys have a great day. Get money for shoes.
That's right.
Nice.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
The dodo bird was extinct in the 17th century.
Oh, wow.
And the zodiac sign represented by an archer is Sagittarius.
Sagittarius.
Sagittarius. Congratulations on your big victory, Steve. The Daily Mix Show. As Bobby said, donate some money, Rockaholics. It is Kicks for Kids Day.
We're almost at our halfway point of our goal, which is fantastic. That was kind of the hope. I'd hope by the time we leave today at 10, we'd hit our halfway point, but we're even further past what I thought we would be at this point. And I think it's because people like to torture us.
They do, and the torture continues. If you donate $169, we will play whatever song you put in the comments. And we've already confused some people this morning as we were playing Britney Spears earlier.
Yeah, we played Rush, we've played Faith No More, we've done Britney Spears, Alice in Chains, some different songs. So today's playlist is going to be bonkers.
Don't worry, we're not changing formats. We're just trying to put brand new sneakers on local children in need.
And this is yet another example of that, because Stacey Callinan, she donated $169
nice.
To Kicks for Kids, which is awesome. She's fantastic. And then she put it in the comments, which is where you put your song request. Please play Lover by Taylor Swift and shout out to my husband, the love of my life.
So we're doing Taylor Swift.
We promise the next one after that will be as far different from as completely different from Taylor Swift. I promise you, metalheads will love it.
Okay.
Something got you bent and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby. It's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding
on the Daily Mix Show.
Slipping and sliding into our voice messages. It's very easy to leave us one, by the way. We have an Odyssey app you can download, and there's a microphone icon.
Yes.
Get after it.
And we got our first voice message. Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Through the Odyssey app.
I just donated $269 to Kicks for Kids. I challenge every rockaholic to do the same, brother. And if you don't, I'm going to come find you. And oh, but I can't whoop ass on you.
What the hell is happening here?
I like the enthusiasm.
I mean, that's one way to give incentive for this.
Donate now. Kick for Kids Day, guys. Come on. Also, Steve, did you know Hulk Hogan died?
What?
Breaking news. Beep, 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 beep.
$269 would get you a song. He didn't even request a song.
No, he didn't. He wants to hear. What do you want to hear, do you think?
Probably Real American by Hulk Hogan, I'd imagine. Dude, it is so funny right now because, like we said, $169. We'll play whatever song you want. And we have played some interesting ones already this morning. And someone texted in and just said, my coworker just walked up to me and said, "What the F are you listening to? Taylor Swift, then Pantera?" I said, "It's simple. Shoes. Fold up. It's Britney, bitch."
Yeah.
This has been a very strange playlist.
I think it's going to get stranger. I think we've only just begun.
I'm kind of in love with the Kicks for Kids playlist just because it's so absurd. And also I love the fact that we went from Taylor Swift into Pantera.
That is called balance.
I don't know if any radio station has ever done that.
We're the first and we're proud of that.
And we might be the last. All right. Are we ready for our next voice message?
Yeah.
All right. Let's do this one.
Hey, so are we going to hear from Steve's mom about all the sex she's having over at the senior living facility?
She's not having sex. Why do people half listen to the radio show?
We don't know that, Steve.
Again, listen to this. So how would you feel if someone called about Rosalie and said this?
Hey, so are we going to hear from Steve's mom about all the sex she's having over at the senior living facility?
She's at a senior living facility. Yes, that is correct. No, she's not having sex that I know of.
I mean, she's not going to call you and tell you, but maybe she'd tell me, you know, confide in a lady.
Oh, is that how? Well, we were going to try and get her on this morning. We were hoping to have her on at 6:20, but that wasn't going to happen because new place. She had to get her phone set up and it wasn't fully set up. But she assures me, my brother assures me, that we'll be able to get a hold of my mom tomorrow morning. So at 6:20 tomorrow morning, we'll talk to my mom.
And just so you know, that's what she told you, but she told me that at 6:20 this morning, she was banging.
Wow.
Hey, so are we going to hear from Steve's mom about all the sex she's having?
No, and no to you, Taryn, and no to this rockaholic that thinks my mom is just, what did you say?
Banging.
God, I can't eat. What the hell? I shouldn't have come in today. Can I pay $169 so I never have to hear
to
you
leave?
Say that my mom is banging ever again? That would wreck my world.
Oh.
I would be mad. I'd be happy if my mom found someone who makes her happy. But just the thought of her dating again at 80?
I mean, crazier things have happened in the world.
I can't even picture it. I can't even have that. I don't even know if I'd be able to have that conversation with my mom. Not because I'd be mad. I would just be like, this is just too much for my brain to kind of comprehend.
Uncharted territory.
And I don't know if she would do it.
Oh, I don't know either.
Okay, good. All right, let's check out this next voice message.
Hey, guys. My girlfriend, she hates football, and the Seahawks season is starting up. And
oh, so she must be very excited about this upcoming season.
Yeah.
All right, I don't know what to do. She likes to go to, like, farmer's markets and all that crap on Sunday, and I just...
Wow. So does Danny. Yeah, send her with Danny.
So do I. I like football and farmer's
markets.
You
guys are farmer's market daddies? That's so cute.
Well, then just tell your woman to go to the Puyallup Farmer's Market, the night market, which is tonight. It's Thursday nights.
What happens at the farmer's market after dark?
My mom bangs dudes. It's crazy.
Sunday, and I just want to sit in my man cave and watch 3 to 4 football games per day. You know, every Sunday. That's what Sundays are for, right?
Apparently, Sundays are for drinking, too, it feels like.
Yes.
I don't know what to do, guys. Do you think I should just watch football all day? Or am I supposed to be a good boyfriend and go?
I mean, can you find a farmer's market? Can you find a farmer's market on a Saturday?
Yes.
And like, you know, do a little bit of each?
I feel like you can find a farmer's market in the Pacific Northwest every day.
The Stanwood Farmer's Market happens on Fridays.
Okay, so boom, there we go.
Yeah, we can find solutions to this problem.
Guys, I don't think it's about the farmer's market. I think she just doesn't want to watch football.
Do what I do and look at the schedule and find the day, the weekend that the Seahawks are on a bye or they're doing whatever it is. And then just be like, babe, you know what? I don't need to watch the Hawks this Sunday. Whatever you want to do, let's go do it. And then you look like a hero.
Oh, that's smart.
Or am I supposed to be a good boyfriend and go?
The Daily Mix Show.
In case you've not heard, today is a big day. Kicks for Kids Day. We have a goal, Steve, of hitting $20,000 by the end of the day today. How are things looking right now?
Let's refresh the browser and see how we're doing. We are at almost at $9,400 raised. And thanks to all the rockaholics that have been texting in.
Yeah, and $169, as we mentioned, it will get you a song of your choice played on this radio station.
And we've got a lot. This playlist this morning is going to be very weird.
I'm so excited. And you know what? Danny V, our boy Danny V, joined the $169 club.
I think Danny's just like me. I was planning on donating. I wasn't planning on donating $169.
Nope.
But then you made the donation and made us listen to that Rush song, YYZ. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to make you guys listen to Faith No More. So we did Midlife Crisis. And then Danny's like, you know what?
We're going to do MXPX because of course we are. And it's a song that I don't think anyone's ever heard. It's called All of It. My favorite MXPX song.
Let's hear it, Danny.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Today is, without question, one of the most fun and important days on the KISW annual calendar. It is Kicks for Kids Day. Steve Miggs, we are taking in donations left and right, and we've got someone on the phone that is always so supportive and so involved, and that is Dennis Lawson with the Washington State Council of Firefighters. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning. How's everyone doing?
We're doing great. It's always a great day when we can help with whatever we do on the radio to help kids that are in need, as we've done so many times with Operation Warm and with you guys with Coach for Kids, and today it's all about Kicks for Kids, and it's so awesome to have you on the phone.
Well, it's an honor to be with you guys. You guys do such a great job for the, you know, not only just the Seattle area, but the entire state, because you're very benevolent with your time, your energy. You're out there doing wonderful things, and we're just thankful to be part of you guys, your team, so to speak.
Dennis,
and today, I was going to say, today, because we know this is a big thing going on with all of you, and you're trying to put some shoes on kids before school, you know, get started here soon. We want to make a contribution on behalf of the State Council of Firefighters. That's 9,000 of our union members here in the state, all firefighters, paramedics, EMTs. We're going to give you guys $2,500 to get you closer to your goal.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude.
Dennis, you are the man.
Thank you so much. What you guys do is always just so incredible. And the fact that you're able to take some time out of your morning to call us and then also make such a great and generous donation means the world to us, man.
Well, we really appreciate you. You guys are, well, first of all, on a personal note, I love to listen to you every day. And someday I'm going to get to do the beat Migs in the morning, you know, maybe kick his butt, you know, something
Please
like that.
Please do.
You know?
Dennis, what are you doing at 7:50 this morning?
I'm not ready. I'm actually over on the other side of the state. I got to get those three cheat answers. You know.
Oh yeah, me, so. Dennis, I can hook you up, man. I can totally hook you up.
Yeah. Taryn knows a girl about that, so she can probably help you. Yeah.
Exactly. But you know, really, what you do, and we're geared up for Coach for Kids. We're excited about that again. That has just been a great program for all of us. You know, not only does it, you know, raise the money, but it also gets our members out there in the communities, in the schools. We actually hand coach the kids. They get to meet firefighters. You know, it's a really a wonderful experience. So it's wonderful.
And I would love for you, because you could definitely speak on this, because you've seen it firsthand. And like, same thing with Coach for Kids and with Kicks for Kids. What we're hoping, in addition to giving them some new clothes, which is tough when your family's hit some hard times. But also on top of that, for the kids, it does help their confidence. And we've been talking a lot about that with Kicks for Kids. You know, they go into school with a brand new pair of shoes and they don't have to worry about, you know, kids can be brutal. They can make fun of you for everything. So if we could help alleviate that, that's such a bonus to helping them get brand new shoes on their feet. But you've experienced that with coats where you get to see the look on their face. And that also does improve their confidence that they could go to school with a warm coat and it's a brand new coat as well.
Exactly. You know, a lot of these kids, they don't have the opportunities that so many of us were blessed with. And they, you know, when they get something new and it's for them, their eyes, you know, they widen up, their, you know, smiles get big, you know, and they're just really, really excited. You can actually see when you put a coat on a kid, the way they walked in, they were a little bit shy, a little bit bashful. You put a jacket on somebody, I know it's the same experience with the shoes. They just all of a sudden stand up a little straighter.
Yep.
Their smile's big. It's a wonderful thing. It's a great feeling for us.
Well, Dennis, we cannot thank you enough and the Washington State Council of Firefighters for being so generous. This fine Kicks for Kids Day, $2,500 will go so far with these kids.
We're going to jump on this afternoon with the men's room as well. We've got another part. So we're looking forward to getting you close to that 20,000. That's really our goal here. And I want to say thank you to all the Rockaholics in Seattle for their help and their benevolence for listening to a great, you know, morning show. You guys do wonderful work. And so we're thankful for all of you.
Thank you, Dennis. We really appreciate you, man.
Hey, have a great day. Be safe.
Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
The Daily Migs Show.
Firefighters just being heroes in every way. I love it so much.
So another $2,500 has just been donated to Kicks for Kids. They're going to put so many brand new pairs of shoes on kids in need.
It's so wonderful to see how many people have been jumping on at KISW.com and making donations. We do have an incentive that we've been doing this morning. If you donate $169, we will play literally any song that you want to hear.
And today, it's already been bonkers. We've gone from Taylor Swift into Pantera. We've done Britney Spears. We've done Alice in Chains. We've done Rush. And in fact, we got another person that donated money for more Rush. So we'll get to that. Of course, we're going to get to that because Taryn's in charge. MXPX, Danny donated some money. And then our friend Rose from Tacoma, she's been such a great friend to the show. And she just sent us a message and made a $169 donation and said, I would have bought my son's shoes for school. And sadly, she lost her son. And it's just, you know, has such a great spirit about it and continues to let his energy live on. And she said, I would have, you know, used that money to buy him some shoes. So this money should go to a pair of shoes for a kid in need. Please play. And this is a classic song.
Little pig, let me in.
Not by the hair of my chinny chin chin.
Three Little Pigs by Green Jelly.
I think think we just found our new favorite band.
That is $169 well spent, Philip from Puyallup.
Electric Callboy was the name of that band. And someone in the text line said Power Man 5000 meets Chemical Brothers.
Another person wrote and said, not going to lie, kind of like that one.
And you want to know why we played it? Because somebody donated $169 to Kicks for Kids.
Sean said their music videos are just as wild as their songs. Yeah, we were watching the music video to that song. Highly recommended. Elevator
Callboy.
Yeah, I mean, that is... Yeah, that's definitely going to make it into my playlist at some point because that was freaking amazing.
Oh, my God. That was so amazing.
Yeah, some better than others this morning.
Yeah. I mean, we went from Taylor Swift to Pantera. Anything is possible this morning, Steve.
So just tell whoever requested that, thank you for Electric Callboy. Kids are getting shoes, but I just got a gift as well.
Yes.
Another person says, I love that freaking band. They're super awesome. Did you know they did a song with Baby Metal and one of the best songs ever made? I absolutely love that band.
Okay, that's good to know. Baby Metal rocks.
That's crazy, yeah. A lot of people apparently are fans now, either were already a fan of this band or are now a fan of Electric Callboy.
Look at how the Rockaholics are bringing other Rockaholics together all in the name of Kicks for Kids this morning, Steve. If people do want to donate, let it ride at KISW.com.
Now, earlier, usually we do our slide into the VMs at 7 o'clock, but we have gotten a few voice messages throughout the morning, and we figured we'd get to a couple more. Again, donate at KISW.com if you want to help out the kids for Kicks for Kids with Mary's Place. But here's another voice message that we got this morning that we weren't able to get to.
Hi, guys. I'm sitting here watching the Mariners game, and Josh Naylor's up the bat. And I just haven't been really impressed by him so far this year with the trade. What are you guys' thoughts about Josh Naylor? Do you think he's going to produce? His Mariner debut is tomorrow night. So hopefully he can do better and make an impression on the Mariners. All right. So, again, what are you guys' thoughts?
Yeah, I don't think you're wrong. He has not been all that impressive yet with the Mariners, but I think he will be. I feel pretty confident. I mean, he's got a home run already. He's got a couple of hits. He hasn't been, like, tearing it up yet with the Mariners, but I got to imagine it's a little bit of an adjustment when you join a new team. And you know what? Now they got Suarez as well. They just picked up Eugenio Suarez, Gino Suarez. Good vibes only. So now you got your first base covered, and then now your third base is covered as well. They picked up a relief pitcher by the name of Caleb Ferguson from the Pirates. Apparently, this guy does not give up home runs. So that's a good thing.
I feel like people are vibrating with excitement right now, kind of feeling like, you know, that we're moving in the right direction. This is a very good sign.
I think it's funny to go on social media, and it seems like everyone has the same opinion. It's like, I don't understand what the Mariners are doing. Not in a bad way. But there have been many times where you're like, oh, trade deadline, they're definitely going to fix things. And then they decide, we've made the choice to not make any trades because we're happy with the team that we have. And this year, I think finally something, I don't know if it was maybe, you know, in the offseason, Cal Raleigh was pretty vocal about how they weren't able to do some stuff. There's been some other players that the management, because it's not like we changed really the management either.
No.
But all of a sudden, they're like, hey, we have a monster season from Cal Raleigh. We have a great starting pitching staff. We need to not blow this. And they've made some great pickups, and there are some people in the world of baseball that say that they might not even be done. And today's the trade deadline. They might pick up some more people.
Say it with me, Steve.
This is our year. The Daily Mix
Show. Daily Mix Show. Do you think that you have what it takes to beat the great Steve Miggs? Sometimes what's helpful is having listened to the men's room at 5:40 the day before to get three of the correct answers to the upcoming game. You can call 206-803 right now if you would like to play Beat Miggs at 7:50. And also... Beat Miggs. Kicks for Kids, Steve Miggs.
And just, I mean, I know how you are. You're seeing, I feel like my brain's moving faster than my mouth today. 803 Rock. You forgot the rock part of the phone number.
Wow.
Just in case if someone just wrote 206-803, they're like, I don't know what else to do.
Figure it out. But Kicks for Kids is going really strong right now at KISW.com, and that is where you can make a $169 donation. If you would like a song played, just put in the comments what song it is that you would like to hear. Also, if you donate $500, we'll bring you on the radio and you can talk about whatever you want to talk about, your business, your band, anything.
Anything that you want. And shout out to an anonymous donation. Somebody said, I'd like to hear Crossfire by Stevie Ray Vaughan. Take that, Taylor Swift. Because earlier we played Taylor Swift because someone paid $169. But yeah, I haven't heard some Stevie Ray Vaughan in a minute.
Let's do it.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.